Well, Simon, congratulations. You're safely through, and that was the main job tonight. You've done it.
Yeah, of course it was. It was a no-win situation for us. If we won the game, everyone expects you to do, and if you don't win it, there's a major upset. But I think the players showed how professional they can be in their approach to the game. I thought we controlled it. The early goals give us the opportunity to settle down. We knew we had to start the game very brightly because you've seen over the weekend that non-league teams take the lead and it gives them something to hang on to. So, real professional performance and delighted that we've scored the goals and kept the clean sheet.
And Callum Robinson, a hat-trick, his first ever senior hat-trick.
Yeah, well, it was only a couple of weeks ago that he got his first league goal for us. We're delighted that Aston Villa have allowed him to be with us and I think the kid will remember tonight to score your first hat-trick at the 19-year-old. It's a memorable night for him and especially in the FA Cup as well. It's the magical competition and he'll get all the plaudits that he deserves tonight because I thought his finishing was brilliant, his work rate was good and if we'd needed to, second half, if we had to up it, we'd have got a few more goals.
And the second one in particular was a terrific volley, but superb wing play too from Paul Gallagher.
Yeah, Gally sort of checked back a couple of times, beat the left back and put a great ball in, but you saw Callum's movement, got across the centre half and finished it with great ease. So, he made it look easy. And obviously that second goal just gave us a sort of the nice sort of margin to dictate the game. As I said, we could have upped the tempo and it was just nice to see the lad finish off to get his hat-trick.
What did you make of Hamilton-Waterlooville? Because they had their moments in the game, didn't they?
Yeah, look, we didn't underestimate them one bit. We prepared today as if we were playing Manchester United, Arsenal, any of the top teams. As I said, we've flown down this morning, we've given due diligence on the team and knew exactly how they're going to play, the threats that they could cause us. So we were certainly aware and they did that. They had a go and Lee can be proud of what his team have done and hopefully they can have a successful season and get into the conference.
What's your view on the sending off of Brian Stock? Two yellow cards. I think the referee was a bit apologetic in getting out the red card there.
I couldn't really see from where I was, but it looked like there were two bookings, I suppose, and accumulation then obviously leads to a red card. And obviously the sending off of the other lads on the line is tough to take for them because it's a double punishment, a sending off and a penalty to us. But the referee's only doing the letter of the law and you can't take that away from him.
Just finally for me, a home tie in the next round, that's what you wanted?
Yeah, look, we've had a tough time over the last 6 weeks, travelling long distances. Our supporters will be delighted that we've got a home tie again tonight. Fantastic support from them, made loads of noise. Hopefully they all get back safely. But yeah, it's nice to get a home tie because we've got this weekend and it could have been another long trek for us. But yeah, good game, Walsall or Shrewsbury. We'll come across that in a couple of weeks' time when we get a few league games out of the way.